to that fund account, that's fine. Ready? Okay, we're live. Okay, it is 5 o'clock p.m. on Tuesday, May 12, 2026. We will call the Board of Works and Safety meeting to order. Roll call, please.
Weagle.
Here.
Smith.
Here.
Daniel.
Here. Trying to view the minutes from our last meeting on the 28th of April. I only had one change, I believe, and that was under Youth Council, Kira's name has two R's instead of one.
Okay.
Besides that, were there any other changes or corrections? Hearing none, I'll make a motion. We approve the minutes with the noted change.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. That's okay. Next up, we'll open the floor for any public comment. Any public comment? Seeing none, we'll close public comment period, and we'll go to the Westgate Subdivision Roadway Reconstruction Phase 3 bid opening.
First bid, EMB paving. So the total of the base bid and all mandatory additive alternatives for EMB paving is $2,148,324.80. Next one from Fleming Excavating.
I was told it was cold in here, so.
Total bid amount for Fleming Excavating is $1,690,506.32. Next one is Fox Contractors. Total bid for Fox Contractors is $1,924,082.15. Next is Brooks Construction. Total for Brooks Construction is $1,943,658. Next is Culver Asphalt Paving. Total bid is $1,762,946. Next is API Construction. Total bid, $944. And the last one is Crosby Excavating. Total amount of Crosby's bid, $1,877,044.80.
Is that the last bid?
That's the last bid.
Okay, we want to thank all the bidders. We will take those bids under advisement, and as long as everything goes as planned, award at the next, what will we award?
Yep.
We will award at the next Board of Works meeting. So, thank you. Appreciate it very much, and Mark's going to take those and do the tabulation and do all the good information and then let us know what's going on.
Yep, we'll report back hopefully tomorrow.
Great. Amen. Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to mix some stuff up here a little bit, if that's okay, so we can get Craig on his way. So we'll do the unsafe building order next. And that starts on page 12 of your packet. Craig, come on up. Sir.
All right. This is in regard to 351 North Line Street. This project has a history. I guess would be the best way to put it. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm Craig Wagner, Chief Building Inspector for the Columbia City, Whitley County Planning and Building Department, represented by boss Nathan Bilger, who is the enforcement authority for the ordinance. this job went back, originally had a building permit, and I'm sorry I didn't get back in time to look up all the historical documents I should have brought with me. But it has some, he had a building permit, he re-upped the building permit after a while without any substantial problem. He accused his contractor of stealing his money, and the project stopped for a year. I was contacted last year, said that project's going to start again. We're going to get that finished. No work was done after that time. The biggest issue with the house was it was empty. There were some broken windows and doors, which we got replaced as it went along, and a section of the basement wall had fell in. So I sat there with that basement open for some time. So Nathan wrote up a order for this, basically for either repair, fix the basement wall, windows and doors and such, get the house back into livable condition, or demolish it by June the 29th. Now, since that time, Mr.
Right.
No. Mestenberger?
Yes.
Yeah. The original contract owner of it was relieved of his contract, and Mr. Wright took it back over. So his intention then was to demolish the building. He sent me this morning a copy of his contract with an excavator, local excavator here. Doesn't state specifically in the contract that it'll be done by June the 29th, but he said when he asked for the estimate on it, that was the understanding. So they were going to remove the house, backfill the basement to where it's a constructible lot again,
okay,
to where they could rebuild on it. Now, I think the intention is that he was going to rebuild on it. He didn't state that. You can have that copy.
Okay.
He didn't say that was his intention to build on it, but I kind of got that impression.
Okay.
So my recommendation to the Board of Works would be to affirm the order, even though he's got intentions of taking care of the problem. So we have that, on the books, been affirmed by the board here, the hearing authority. And so if we get down to June the 25th and things aren't being done or something, we have some legal background to go ahead with it.
Yeah.
Questions?
Any questions, Craig?
Now, if they tear all that out, do they take out the concrete wall also?
Everything.
I mean, it's completely taken out.
Technically, he can leave the floor in if he breaks it. But the walls would have to come out.
That has to come down to ground level no matter what.
Oh, yeah. It's got a basement under it. So they go down to at least the basement floor. Preferably take that out as well.
Right.
But the state requires it to be broken so it doesn't hold water.
Mm-hmm.
Usually once you break it, it's uneven again, so you want to just take it out.
Yeah.
But,
right.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions, Craig? I'll make a motion that we affirm the order of the Planning and Building Department for 351 North Line Street as presented.
I'll second.
Motion seconded. Is that sufficient? All those in favor for the usual sign. It is unanimous.
If somebody could just send me a copy of the minutes.
Okay.
We'll add it to the file, and then we'll keep track of it. And I'll talk to Mr. Wright, too. So.
Thank you for the action on this.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Next up, we'll jump back to Johnson Meadows plat. At the last meeting, we had some significant conversation. This starts on page 7 of the packet. We had some significant conversation regarding the easement, if you will, that is kind of built into the actual vacation of the alley. So we've had conversations with Nathan regarding this. Before the meeting, he kind of gave some background information, and they're going to have the new Mylar, if you will, that will have the actual easement on there so that it's there for posterity's sake. But besides that, were there any other issues with Johnson Meadows plat as presented besides making sure that that's noted on the Mylar? Good. Okay, so then I'll make a motion. We approve the Johnson Meadows plat with the noted change that the Mylar will state the easement for the water line.
I second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor should put the usual sign. It is unanimous. Do you want us to sign that now or do you want us to wait?
Wait.
Okay, we'll wait and do it after. Don't leave.
Okay.
Okay, next up is the wastewater treatment plant pump repair proposal. Mike, this is yours, and this is on page 18.
As you remember, I discussed this pump. It had a seal failure, which allowed moisture to get into the motor and everything like that. So this is repair quote to rebuild this pump and get it back to this. We can get it back in service. To purchase a new one, they're about between $110,000 and $115,000. So at this point, it's still cheaper to repair than to buy a new one. So it'd be my recommendation the board approve a quote from Xylem in the amount of $51,296.57.
Any questions of Mike? I'll make a motion we approve the quote number R2026-IND-0124 in the amount of $51,296.57 is presented.
I'll second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor should be the usual sign. It is unanimous.
Thank you.
Next up is PM and Test West Sub proposal from Premier Power Maintenance. Sean.
Yeah, you might remember we just completed the North Substation with the same company. This will be the third of three substations that will need to be done in the near future. We're shooting for a fall time period on the outage. Cost came back almost identical to the one they did in spring, so I think we're really happy with their work. I just spit everywhere. We're really happy with their work, and I would recommend moving forward with Premier Power, the amount of $59,813 for PM and test of the West Substation.
Any questions? I'll make a motion. We approve proposal GCBS 460762 in the amount of $59,813 as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor should put the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay. Next up is the fire truck bond proposal. I'll turn this over to Leslie.
So we did end up getting three firm proposals. One from Government Capital. They're all in your packet. Then we went to Indiana Bank Bond, and Indiana Bank Bond sent us, they usually just send the best to us, but they sent us U.S. Bank Corp. and then also Crossroads, because I know that Crossroads had interest in it. But my recommendation still is that we move forward with U.S. Bank Corp. through Indiana Bank Bond to get this moving forward. I will tell you, we already do have the radios. They're not programmed yet. I know Toby and Lance were working on that today. But radios are in, so we're going to have to make payment on that soon. So I did put the final U.S. Bank Bond in the folder, but it's separate PDF. So you'll see monthly payments, quarterly payments. I sure can't afford monthly. $53,722.28. But Toby and I went back through everything. We have everything that they needed that they didn't already purchase. They were going to wrap into that amount, and that's the final number. So just need a recommendation, approval of a recommendation.
We can take to the council. So, any questions regarding this? I know that Leslie and Rosie, to a certain extent before her, and Toby and Tom and lots of people have been working on this to try to get a place where we can kind of make this work, if you will. So appreciate all the work that's been done on that.
Say the same thing. It took a lot of time and effort to put this thing together, so thank you very much.
And if you're interested, I did put pictures of the build in the Dropbox too, so you can kind of see the progress. Kind of fun to watch it.
It's amazing how much money this thing costs.
Yes.
No.
Yep.
Yep.
So you said U.S. Bank Corp, right?
Yep.
Okay. I'll make a motion that we provide the recommendation to City Council for U.S. Bank Corp. to be our financing partner for the new fire engine.
I'll second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show the usual sign. It is unanimous. We'll move that to Council. Thank you. Next up is street closing permits. It will begin on page 36. First is the farmer's market, which I guess this is previously, it was this past weekend, it's opened up, but
my question is, when they have the event downtown here with Old Settlers Day, they've kind of got that date also included in this one. So I don't know if we need to...
We'll just exempt out that one.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. So for reference, that would be June 20th.
Now they're down here. There's a lot of people here. Even though it's cold.
Mm-hmm.
There's still a lot of people here.
Okay, any other questions, comments? I'll make a motion. We approve the street closing permit for the Whitley County Farmers Market, exempting out June 20th. I'll say as presented outside of June 20th.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? Any concerns I should have asked? Nothing was listed outside of Toby wanting fire lanes. Okay, all those in favor for the usual sign, it is unanimous. Next up is the Memorial Day Parade, May 25th. Normal parade route from Walnut Street down Van Buren, south on south on Madison. Is it Madison? Okay, I'm sorry. Down on Madison to the cemetery, as normal. Any questions, comments, concerns? Hearing none, I'll make a motion. We approve the Memorial Day Parade Street Closing Permit request as presented.
I'll second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is the Show and Shine Car Show. This also has happened multiple years. No concerns, Gary, apparently. Okay. The only thing I would add is that they need to notify the neighbors, as we, I think, have made them do in the past. So, any questions, comments, concerns? I'll make a motion. We approve the Show and Shine Car Show street closing permit with the caveat that they notify the neighbors prior to the event.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show the usual sign. It is unanimous. Have a couple of right-of-way street cut, sideway cut permit application requests. The first one is from SURF. It is right-of-way. And
so the reason I included these three, because normally they don't have to come to you, is they are going to have lane restrictions.
Mm.
For all three of these permits.
Well, is that going Garland to get to El Dorado?
Yes.
Garland is very narrow, so I hope they will work with their customer, if you will, to get that addressed. Any questions, comments, concerns about that one?
No.
Hearing none, I'll make a motion. We approve the street cut permit in the right-of-way for SURF Internet at 520 North Main Street is presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is SURF Internet right-of-way street cut sidewalk cut permit application for right-of-way along 701 South Line Street area. That's Solid Waste District area. Same reason, I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they will have some lane issues there as well. I would just, the only thing I would advise, because they don't have a time frame or time, I would just advise that they stay away from beginning of school and end of school time frame for lane closures, because that could get really ugly really quickly.
Okay.
So, any other questions, comments? I'll make a motion. We approve the right-of-way street cut for sidewalk cut permit for the right-of-way for SURF Internet at 701 South Line Street is presented.
One second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is the right-of-way street cut sidewalk cut permit application for NIPSCO on the east side of Line Street across from Wallace Street. This is also in the right-of-way. I'm assuming it's the same thing. I would advise the same kind of situation, advising to not be doing lane closures during the beginning or end of school. Besides that, any questions, comments, concerns? Hearing none, I'll make a motion that we approve the right-of-way cut request from NIPSCO on the east side of Line Street across from Wallace Street. I don't have that address, but
Yes.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay. Goodness gracious. Department head reports. Kelly.
Last week we finished up appliance pickup for trash week, and limb pickup for month of May. Our concrete crew will be starting a 50-50 walk in Columbia Shores on Jeffrey Drive. And while we're waiting for the road crews to come in, they're adjusting some sanitary sewer castings, and have a crew working on grading alleys. I'm going to have Great Lakes Chloride come in to spray the alleys next week for dust control, and Pavement Solutions is doing some street maintenance work They're waiting for to do the parking spaces on the south side of the courthouse, and then they should be done and out of town.
Questions of Kelly? Thank you, Kelly.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll come back to you in a second, Nathan. Okay, bills.
I'll make a motion to pay all accounts payable in the amount of $857,027.32. Company allowance of accounts payable vouchers dated May 12, 2026 for checks.
Second. Motion second. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
I'll make a motion to pay all accounts payable in the amount of $416,655.05 from the allowance of accounts payable vouchers dated May 12, 2026 for EFT payments.
Second. Motion second. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
I'll make a motion to pay all accounts payable except overtime in the amount of $276,124.78 plus overtime in the amount of $10,911.18 for a total of $287,035.96 for the pay file ending May 1st, 2026.
Second. Motion second. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Here, I let you go, and you're still sitting there.
Well, I got a couple minutes.
Okay. Nathan.
He wants to listen to my report.
Yeah. Ah, that's it. Okay. Yeah.
Since you skipped Nathan, I wanted to have
it. Okay. We're all excited. Valvoline got their certificate of occupancy today, so they are done with the building side. I'm not sure when they'll actually be open, but as I recall, they were shooting to be open by Memorial Day, so they're on target for that. That is their goal. Permits otherwise are picking up. Still a little on the slow side, especially single family, but it is getting into the summertime, and we're starting to feel that. Planning Commission last week approved the primary plat for an apartment complex to be called tentatively Eagle Landing, located up at the east end of Countryside Mobile Home Park, so east of Denzel, east of Liberty Drive, and so on up there. Still quite a few more steps, but that's the first hurdle for them to go through. And then on for the council's thing, if Chip isn't lying to me, it should still be on for the council's approval of the comprehensive plan tonight, right? Okay.
Oh, I'm hoping that we see it.
So, looking forward to that getting adopted.
Yes, me too. Question of Nathan. You good with that one, Kelly?
Yeah.
Okay.
Finally.
Welcome. Thanks for hanging out.
Chip?
Been working on the amphitheater quite heavily. Got it in budget, but then we've got some other issues getting it funded, so just dealing with that stress. We did receive a redevelopment commission, received one proposal for the jail. It was a beautiful proposal, but very expensive, so we denied it, and we have a 30-day quiet period, so after 30 days, we can renegotiate with them, possibly, or open it up to anybody we want to, so we might get more.
That's not exactly what happened today.
Well, we had some issues. The firm we hired forgot to advertise it, publicly advertise it, so we have to go back and re-advertise it and kind of do. So at least it wasn't my fault. I will one time not take the blame for it. Other than that, we had a good first Friday, I think, for being cool and windy. Everything else is just day-to-day stuff.
Question of the Chip. Thank you. Matt.
First week of games were hard to get in because of all the rain. That affected the tile guy on the pool as well. He was able to finish up, though, Friday morning. We will we'll have tests done for the pool tomorrow, company out of North Webster, Syracuse area, they come down with Leisure Pool. They test our stuff. Tom worked really hard by himself last week, and then everybody else chipped in to be able to get the games in and keep our head above water. We have a really big tournament coming this week. We have about 50 teams coming in. They're going to start Friday night, go Saturday and Sunday. They'll be using all 7 of our fields, so that'll be a lot more traffic in town. be really busy. Dog park fencing was dropped off, and the pickleball basketball courts at the pool, they are being resurfaced right now. And we hired Hunter Maggard, and he'll start May 26th, and we'll try to fill the other spot later on, early fall, because we're just busy and interviews and stuff would just take time. So that's it.
Question the map. Thank you. Sean.
So we're still working at the new CTE building for the Columbia City High School Career Academy. We relocated a couple riser poles right next to their driveway to give them a little more dirt, a little width for their driveway. They wanted to spread that out. Kids flying in and out of there, they thought they needed more guardrails and a wider drive. So we also are working on relocating all the overhead primary that runs along the river to underground primary. We've made it about 200 feet, I'd say, with the new primary underground. So that'll be buried all the way behind the county building and under the railroad tracks, which we're already under the railroad tracks, so we have no permitting to worry about. So we'll be working there for another few days. Still working on replacing poles that tested bad. We have we're down to under 100 now, I believe. So we're still working on that. This summer we'll be kind of busy with some other projects and routine maintenance. So we'll be kind of moving away from that a little bit. Had a couple big meetings with a couple of organizations that I'm involved with, the IMPA and the IMEA this week. Awesome. Both were really good news. Did some rebonding for IMPA, saved almost $37 million in interest. We also had a big mutual aid summit at the IMEA, the Indiana Municipal Electric Association. We had almost 50 communities from across the state come in and share information on mutual aid and what it looks like and what they're doing and how we can help each other better moving forward. And we're starting the process of getting specs for our Digger Derrick truck that we'll need replaced next year. So that's usually a year process. So we'll slowly start working through that.
Question, Sean? Thank you. Gary?
Officer Blocker and Officer Dinian started in the FTO process. Seem to be doing very well and fitting in well with everyone, so that's good to hear. First Friday in Farmers Market went smooth. Once we got the street shut down, about 4:30 on Friday night, everything cut loose. And guys were busy. County was busy. But we got them shut down finally, and everything went smooth after that. So everything in dispatch is working great. Officer Valentek's perf packet was approved by the Public Safety Academy. They recommended him. So that was now sent to the state, which is a 10 to 14-day waiting period. So once we hear back from the state, he can get started. Officer Meyer started. Which is the two laterals that we hired from other, that Scott's coming back from the county, and Chair Busco and Myers is from Marion, so if you guys remember, he seems to be doing well, catching on quick, so happy to have those guys aboard, and hopefully we can be the full staff before long. Did Operation Safe Prom this last Friday as well, and that went good. It seemed to, I sat out there and watched the kids and see how interactive they were and watching. It seemed to be pretty good turnout, and everybody's going to pay attention. That's all I got.
Question to Gary.
I do have one. Just because I noticed on First Friday that Main Street got pretty backed up right in front of Smith's Funeral Home because they were turning on the Jefferson. I don't know if there's a way for us to have them get vendors in sooner if we shut the streets down a little bit sooner. I don't know if it. But I just know that it was very, very congested
in that area. Yeah, they're supposed to go down Chauncey Street, come down Chauncey, so it just lines up down Chauncey. Because we had that problem last year, too, and they changed it and started going down Chauncey.
Or if we just need to tell them to start off further, right, instead of starting right, Smith. Yeah, I'll say something.
Yeah. I was told there was a parade. We had a parade. Nobody told them about it.
Yeah. Thanks, Leslie, for bringing that to my attention, because that was a problem last year and I addressed it. So I didn't know it was already happening already.
It was.
So, but as far as closing the streets down earlier, you know, courthouse is open until 4:30. So that creates a little bit.
We need Columbia City Connect to send their people down to North Street and then come down.
Chauncey
that way.
It could have been a little bit delayed because the streets closed once we got busy.
Down the brick road.
We didn't have the extra guys there.
Good luck.
They were all busy.
Yeah.
Well, the shakeups will be all
right. That's right. We're just talking about the brick road doing lemon shakeups.
I just always couldn't get through.
Thank you. Mike.
We had a meeting with IDEM today. One member of their staff came up and discuss some of the ammonia issues that we've been having. And they offered a few ideas. Most of the things, they really didn't have anything to add that we haven't already done. So we're going to do a little bit of testing, and they're going to actually take some of our data back with them and then graph it to see if they can come up with some type of a timeline. So that was somewhat productive today. A couple of people I had never met before, so it was good to talk with them. So we get some ideas. And like I said, we got a couple, not exactly what we wanted, but then we have a Zoom meeting with Donahue, our engineer, on the ammonia, and discuss what we discussed with the state today, pass that information on to them, see where they're at in their process, and then see what our next steps are. I signed another agreement with them, extend that on for another additional period of time to come up with hopefully a solution. Let's see. My staff changed out a drain valve on primary number 3 today, which is probably 200-300 pound valve. So they had to suspend it from lower down with the crane through the floor and suspend it and change that out. It took most of the day, but they got that done. So it's product for that. And our new hire starts on the 18th of this month. We hired Ryan Kleckerman. He comes to us with some past experience in lab. It was on the industrial side, so we'll have to convert him to the municipal side. But as far as all the cans and stuff like that, he had the most qualifications and basically kind of already knows some of having the lab experience. So that was huge. So that won't be too much to get him going on that part. We just have to convert him, like I said, from industrial to municipal. So.
Okay.
That's all I have. Unless you have questions.
Questions? Thank you, Terry.
The door controller for the MSF, we're just waiting on the new door to be installed, so that should be completed here pretty soon. SOS finished installing the server internet in the fire training room, so they have high-speed training or high-speed internet for their training room now. It's outside of our network. We finished the sonic wall firewall patch a weekend ago and got that installed. We also renewed our firewall maintenance contract. It was $8,000 a year, so we were able to get 3 years for $16,000, so we saved about $8,000 there.
Yep.
Installed 5 new computers in dispatch to run the security cameras up on the walls. I'd like to thank Shane and his guys because they did an awful lot. They did all the work in mounting them up there for us. So got that all completed, so we're trying to alleviate a problem with some streaming issues. Also met with Corson Fire Systems today at the jail, trying to move that monitoring on that fire system along, so hopefully we're going to get a little bit closer on that.
Questions to Terry? Thank you. Aaron, you want to introduce yourself? So name, grade, academy, and youth council stuff.
My name is Aaron DeVito. I go to Eagle Tech Academy, and I am for the council.
You're a year
in
grade.
I'm a junior. last meeting we ended up going and doing a great presentation where we discussed her topic is the bridges the government were and then how they worked. We also finished preparing for a pickleball tournament, which I think had a decent turnout. We ended up donating $120 to $140 to Bate. I think that's about all I got.
Question, sir? Thank you. Leslie.
Just an FYI, I am presenting the BSNA and
workers here tonight, so we'll be presenting that to council for the new software for the utility office and multiple departments.
Okay.
That's it.
Thank you. Working on lots of different things. I don't even know where to start, so I'll just say we have downtown steering committee meeting as we work on the PER, the preliminary engineering report for the downtown project. We have that on Thursday, and I have breakfast at the Brickyard on Saturday already, which is crazy to think that we're getting that close. Next Wednesday, we host the Mayor's and Commissioner's Caucus of Northeast Indiana. Here, we're going to host them at the Aquatic Center, so but we will be somewhat sheltered, so if we don't have great weather, then they'll still have a place to hide, so that's good. Also have Youth Council next Thursday. That'll be our last one of the year, and I'm not sure. I know we'll be doing some service projects before going and doing some fun stuff at the end of the year for seniors and stuff. So as of right now, I guess that's all I'll say, except for Memorial Day. Obviously, we're closed here at Memorial Day. I hope to see people out at the Memorial Day parade and ceremony at the cemetery. I'll also tell you that the America 250 committee are working on finishing banners of veterans and getting those up by Memorial Day. Sean's somewhat aware of that, hopefully. But we have a lot of banners, obviously, we have to take down on Maine and Van Buren. So those are being printed, and hopefully we'll get those up in time for Memorial Day. So lots of things that are just lots of things. I'll also say one other thing. I don't know if Kelly mentioned it or not because I don't remember now, but time capsule. So the time capsule, we weren't sure how we were going to get into the time capsule. And so between Kelly and Corey and Jason, they came up with a way to lift the time capsule up, and we found that the time capsule was kind of falling out of the bottom. So good news is that we believe on the 4th of July, when we lift the old time capsule up, we'll be able to pull it out of the bottom. Bad news is that means that it's possible that it's been exposed to the elements for 50 years, or at least for the last 10 years, or whatever. So we're not 100% sure how it's going to go. It looks like it's in a blue igloo like cooler. It's not, but that's kind of what it looks like, at least from the bottom. That's all we can see this much of it. So in any case, long story short is that it's going to be July 4th. We are also doing, we're putting together a new time capsule that will be going to Courthouse Square. And Jennifer is leading up the decorating contest for America 250, where we're encouraging residents across the city to decorate their home for both day and nighttime for decorating for the America 250 celebration. And we're going to do the same thing that we do with Christmas decorations, that kind of thing. So judging of the four, we'll have a winner from all four council districts plus an overall winner. So encourage people to get out and decorate their homes in celebration of America's 250th birthday. Dan.
All right.
Lisa.
Nothing.
Anything from the audience for Board of Works? Okay. Then hearing none, we will call the meeting adjourned. Thank you.